Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lingali vuka njani mthakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesine mhlaka 16 kuzibandlela 2020 uChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umkhokheli webandla le MDC mnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi uzethula ngenkani amazwi akhe avinjwe ukwethula izolo. Sixoxa lomgcinisihlalo webandla lakhe.
Akukhulisa umlomo kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sidinge umnamlankunzi. Umnamlankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sine kulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi letiyiliphi. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqo ukuthi ilizwe siyalikhipha njani edakeni kube lula.
Kambe igqwetha elilodumo umnumzana Thabani Mpofu engaba iqinisile na ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wephule umthetho ngokuya emsebenzini yena ekukhefu.
Mozambique kuna sidinga ukuthi ngawuhambise nokuthumela nje ambasado khona ngalo bengasimela ngoba kula any decision yade mele yenziwe ngu-state president ekuyarepresenteni khona ngalo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi ibandla lakhe liyale imithetho encindizelayo ngokuvimba imihlangano yabo. UChamisa wethule amazwi la enkundleni ye-Twitter ngemva kokwalelwa ngamapholisa uqhuba umkhosi webandla lakhe eMbare izolo lapho wabekhangelelwe ukwethulela uZulu umbiko omqoka ophathelane lesimo selizwe. UChamisa uthi seza kwethula lumbiko ngenkani ngolwesibili oluzayo. Umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ugcizelele amazwi kamnumzana Chamisa kungxoxo ayenze lo ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Okwakhathesi Ntunga, singathula siyafa, singakhuluma siyafa, singatshengisela siyafa, kwangcono sithi sizamile.
Ngezinye indlela lithi okungayisikufa yikuphi?
Kakhulu akufele ungasayiki uphume etshela umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi akumelanga sidle inyama ngoba odokotela abathi kuqakathekile ukuthi sidle amambatatisi lembhida. Akungitshele elizweni laseZimbabwe wena uyakwazi emaNdebeleni thina umhlabathi wethu ngokufuya inkomo. Namhlanje siyazala naseZimbabwe kuthiwa singasahli. EZimbabwe lapha sathi le nkampani okuthiwa yi-Coal Storage Commission eyayibulala inkomo eyayiye number 2 umhlaba wonke jikelele yokuthengiseni inyama. Namhlanje sesitshele ukuthi thina singathi kodwa yena simbone phakathi kwendiza mthina elendiza emnyama esidla amangqina esicwana athi thina sidle imbhida. Imbhida yangikhona le yathi sifuna asinde namagwila afuna siwadle bawo sizawalima ngani kasila manzi. Laba esithi bala mapulazi bala maploti asithi bale mgodi umgodi wangikhona uzawumpompa ngani ungena magezi. Njalo ukuthi uyethenga inhlanyelo yembhida leyo imali yangikhona ngayitholakala ebhenki. Lapha ngezinye indlela akade funa ukutshela umhlaba ngokuthi uzasivulala sifuna singafuni.
Wona umhlahlandlela uChamisa afuna ukuwethulela uZulu weZimbabwe kuyiwa phambili lingasichasisela ukuthi umumetheni kahle kahle.
Hayi, singayichasisela kathesa ngithi uyazi ukuthi kumele lizwe ungavele indaba esiphumile kungonakala. Kazi ufana nokuthi uPresident Chamisa angaka-addressi abantu ebavisi ukuthi ufuna benzeni. So sizalinikela ilanga lakhe lapha zakhuluma nezigalakana zaseZimbabwe lapho elizakuzwa khona ukuthi umumethe.
Umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uhlangane losaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga wamkhuthaza ukubana uhulumende kumele asungule inkulumo eziphatha uZulu weZimbabwe jikelele ezigoqela wonke umuntu kudingwe indlela zokususa ilizwe edakeni eliphakathi kwalo. Lingathini ngalinkuthazo?
Thina njengebandla le-MDC akunamutabalithi. Lokhu esavela kukhethu, silokhu sikhankasa ukuthi akukhulumisane umlotha. Kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele sidinge umnamlankunzi. Umnamlankunzi lo ozabuya asincedise ukuthi sifune kulolu daba. Akumelanga abe ngobambe ihlangothi lethu yiliphi. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma seziphuma le migoqo ukuthi ilizwe siyalikhipha njani edakeni kube lula. Manje basebenzile. Usehambe waya kukhula izikhukhula zabameli abama kukhethe ngo-2018 badliwa njalo kabala balandeli babo ePhalamende. Yibo athi yena yibo afuna ukuxoxisana nabo. Abesetshiya uPresident Janisa onguye owancintisana naye njalo kulobu bufakazi ukuthi waphuma namavota amangaki. So lokhu kuyakhombisa ukuthi bavele bona kabalaqinisa lokuthi bakhiphe iZimbabwe edakeni.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC, ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Igqwetha elilodumo umnumzana Thabani Mpofu wethule umbiko esithi okwenziwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ikwephula isekelo sombuso selizwe ngoba usephethe isikhundla sinye lomsekeli wakhe, kukanti bekungafanelanga abasekeli bakamongameli bakhethwe ngasikhathi sinye ukuthi bazophisane. Izolo umongameli Mnangagwa ubese Mozambique lapho obekugcotshwa khona umongameli Filipe Nyusi. Umnangagwa uphinde wakhetha iziphathamandla ezizasebenza ehofisini yakhe. Umnumzana Walter Tafumanei owayengowebutho kanye lomnumzana Gaja Mazithulela owezemfundo. Ukucubungula lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezembusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Ngingake kulo ungathembani phakathi okuthize khona lapho ekusebenzeni, yikho nje lokhu ebuya ethutha aze kwenza lokhu aphume. Simbone ebuya ekhithini ezihlangana le-Presidential Advisory Committee wala ukuthi ihlangane lo-Chiwenga. Wabuya wazihlangana no-Minister we-Foreign Affairs we-China. Wabuya futhi waphuma elizweni esiyamelela ilizwe eMozambique lapho kugcotshwa khona uPresident Nyusi owina ama-election. EMozambique akulasidingo ukuthi ngawuhambile nokuthumela nje u-ambassador khona ngalo bengasimela ngoba kula any decision yade meliyenziwe ngu-state president ekuyarepresenteni khona ngale. Presidential Advisory Committee othi president bengayibona kumela problem. Le-ke China kenziwele nzima kakhulu kungenxa ye-relationship ekhona phakathi kuyaChiwenga China, maybe ukhona kwesabele ukuthi maybe kungakhulunywa or something asazi khona lapho.
Abanye bengathi ngumuntu osebenza gadalana ukuthi lanxa yokukhefu yabe lokhu efuna ukuphathisa.
Akusikho ngisho nje bami kudinga ukukhulisile yikho khona kokungathembani. Nxa umuntu ekulivu kathatha ilivu yakhe ayihlala phansi aphumule ayenze ezinye izinto zakhe esendlini ukuthi nxa ephendule emsebenzini wasuzaqalisela lapho esiya phambili. Uthiya sisola ukuthi ukuthi abantu abasebenza layo kabatheni angeke abathiye umsebenzi angeke abathiye ilizwe weza kabathembe ukuthi bayehluleka kabathembe ukuthi uyabesaba.
Ubona ingani ngempela kukhona okuzayenzakala kumbe ngabantu abacabangelayo ukuthi kuloko ongezwanani? Sesibonile ukuthi sokwedlula inyanga lezinyanga lokhu kwaqalisa ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ukuchaya amanzi.
Yilo hlupho lwekhulu yona lelisi. Wanze kungachaya ikhulu loseziyo kasathembe ukuthi kuzakwenzakalayo. Especially kungachaya ikhulu abachaya omunye ikhulu bese sizaba kufaka esitubeni ngeke kuphinde kwathembe. Ngako wathi ukuchaya ikhulu sawuqala sahamba njengoba sihlala sitsho. Sahamba kwaba le-transition kwayakhethwa-ke sokukliye of abantu bonke abayenza ikhulu bengabi lesandla kuhulumeni elandekayo. Ngoba zilonge zikhona babe befuthi lowo muntu ongene ayenze lokho bona bakuchayela ikhulu.
Umnumzana Masithulela lo mnumzana Tafumane bakhethwe kuhle yini?
Ama-retired, asemaningi kakhulu kuhulumeni. emaningi akhumakhala yonke indawo uhambe retired general retired banivani abantu abasuke ebutheni bonke basebephathiliswa. So it means ukuthi ilizwe phela seliyiwe now emilitary state ngoba ibutho leselibusiliswa kele repress esisothe ebizwe zephathiliswa ukuthi upresident ugadelele ibutho ukuthi ilizwe lirane ngendlela ibutho efuna ngayo. So ake kuzani abanye amaavazela ukuthi ama-civilian ngesifujusi number yawama-retired bonke laba bangena bezephathiliswa.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Bekezela Madumafuzwayo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazo, bexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseGwanda.
Ngesikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu elenewzimbabwe.com lithi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary uthi ngokwehlukana kwabo kumele aphiwe i-$40,000 ngenyanga le-$7,500 eyokondla abantwana ngenyanga, aphinde aphiwe le-$25,000 ngomnyaka yokuyaphumula kuholiday lezinye indleko ezimbalwa. Uchiwenga uthi abantwana babo abathathu akumelanga bagcinwe ngumkakhe ngoba ethatha izidakamizwa. Kodwa uMary uyalalokhu esithi uChiwenga nguye odla izidakamizwa. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlive.com lithi uBishop Eric Ruona wesonto ye-Anglican esigabeni seManicaland ubotshiwe izolo ngamapholisa eZak esetheswa icala lokuphambula imali ezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-$700,000. Limali wayiphiwa phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture kodwa yena ubikwa wayiphambula.
Kwamanje ke sengidedela imuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu, lisipha ke imbono yenu eliyithumele ngemlayezelo yeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
Sanibonani basazi beStudio 7, igama lami nguWilliam Mlilo. Ya manje ngikhuluma lani ngikwelapha kwele South Africa. Engikhona ngokusebenza kodwa ekhamphuma enkaya kwaSikhobokho. Mina ngicela ukukhuluma mayelana le simo sekhaya kakhulu ngemali. Ukuthi siyakhala ekhaya, abantu bayakhala laphana wonke umuntu nje. Imali le esayiniwe eyafakwayo ukuthi singasasebenzi imali yakwamanye amazwe kodwa sisebenzise yona yethu. Abathi ngeke izimdoda. Mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi uhulumeni wasekhaya okamnumzana Mnangagwa abuyele asebenza futhi i-American dollar, imali yakwele Melika. Ngoba ungathi uyabona manje bayasebenza abantu ekhaya, yebo, kodwa imali abayiholayo bahola nje igama, ayibasindawo le mali. Izinto amashopo ziyadula okokuthi limali abayiholayo mhlawumbe into ongazivala nje ezidingakala empilweni ukuthi ziphilise umuntu azikwazi ukuthi zibe nelisi. Khobe ngithi mina ngombono wami kungangcono kubiselwe nje, kube bayacabanga ngcono becabange nabantu, kubiselwe yona imali yazikwena imeli ukuthi buyisebenza lapha namhlawumbe leranda kwele South Africa. Ngoba bona labo abantu abaphezulu ezikhundleni basebenzisa imali yakwele meli kaye, bayisebenzisa imali yasekhaya, bajike lapho nje bathusele abantu bethu basebenzisa imali yasekhaya. Into eligama nje kuyafana nje ukuthi ithisu lana imali engalasinto ma uyisemkambo yezimali. So zathola abantu bamabhizinisi ekhaya laphana babadonsa kanzima ukuthi yebo kuzothengwa ngayo imali yasekhaya bathengise ngayo. Kodwa isikhathi esinesi kanti siyabuka siphila ngaphandle kwamazwe njengabantu bamabhizinisi laphana bathengeza izinto lapha kwele South Africa or eBotswana or kwele Mozambique. Ukuthi utshintshe imali yasekhaya evele inesindo esincane kwezinye imali yemkambo yemali, usiyathenga impahla fanele uzozithengisa elizweni kula amanye amazwe kuba nzima. That's why uthola ukuthi ama-business owethu asekhaya amanye agcine evala abakwazile ukuthi baphile mhlawumbe. Yibo uthola ukuthi into zakhona azithengeki bazama ukuthi bethi kulingane imali abazoyithola laphana ekhaya le mali mase beyitshintsha bekwazi ukuyathenga iy'mpahla abazithengisa laphana ekhaya. Ma bethi bayabuka ngemali yasekhaya liyana asinamali lapha. Liyana nje ngabiza into efana lethiswe liphepha nje elibhalwe iy'namba mhlawumbe $20 ngeyimalini $50. Kodwa ma uyise emkambo wezimali ufana nomuntu ongaphathanga lutho. Sekho into ngombono wami kube nje bayacabangela abantu uZulu. Babuyele futhi kule nto besiphila ngayo, isikhathi besiphila ngaso kudala ukuthi kusetshenziswe imali yakwele Melika neranda we-South Africa. Mhlawumbe lalale lepula leBotswana yizo imali mhlawumbe ezingenza ukuthi ilizwe liphile njengale nto eyayenzakala ngo-2008. Ngiyabonga.
Ngithola njani basekazi be-Studio 7? Mina ngingapha ewange-West Constituency. Nge-Vifos under Chief Mvuthu, Dobe Ward. Izolo mbese-Chisima Primary School. Ya, ama-teacher bangene ngo-10 o'clock ekuseni. Bekhona abantwana, bekhona sibili bafundisi. Bashiya bathi khona abantu abangicinga nini ngokubafundisa emakhaya ngoba bazafika lo nyanga ngoba bona sebefundile nezilonga imali bengakhwelanga. Ngihambela njalo bengihambe futhi ekhisima ngihambisa amabhuku omntwana. Kwaba into efanayo le amatitshala babe ngo-10 njalo futhi. Bebhodi babhale ebhoda nje bezihambela nje emaklasini lapha laphana bengafundisi. Akunzima ekuko lapha. Izo evinja secondary school ngizokuthiwa amatitsha ivumunye ezihambile esikolo bangali and also le namhla futhi ngiyenzele ukuthi abahambanga kulatitsha khangale ekuyindlela sayikukhona namhla ngapha eshishima primary school sisikhizi ngoba thi nama-informe zithengile amabhuku zithengile so abantu abezi bafunde but amatitsha abathi bona ihlonye imali yabo iphansi ha nzima lo nyaka.
Awu linjani zihlobo zami? Hesh, I think lapha mina ngichallenge ubaba uGawule lapha. Akaphendulanga laphana umbuzo lowo kade ubuzwa laphana ngokubulawa kwenziwa abantu laphana ngoba nje esithi yena laba abe women rights bakhuluma amanga kabafuna ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe ilungise izinto. Izilungisa njani nxa abantu bebulawa? Akaphendulanga ukuthi abantu babulawa laphana. Uyavala-vala. Bese ngibuya khona lapha. Uqina ngalokho. Khathe sesikolo nazo ziyavulwa. Amatisha kaye esikolweni ngenxa yokuthi akulamali. Waye bengaqini bakhulume izinto ezinjalo. Bamele phela khona lokho ukuthi abantu bathole izimali ezeneleyo bahambe bayifundisa abantwana. Bezwa njani nxa kusifa imfundo kambeni ubaba uGawule kungabe ngabakha abantwana abaku situation yona leyo kumbe owakha umntwana engutitsha esehola $30 kambe ukuthi yena ngabuzwa njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi yebo phela njengoba yena ekhona ngale duzane labo president udla kamnandi yonke into yakhe imthwebelele kodwa hamba phela khona ngale lapha vela khona umgwaqo kambe wona ukuthi right ngale ngihlala ngisizwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakubo khona ngale ungamagodigodi konke khona lokhu kakubona umsebenzi ukuthi wona bekhuluma ngezinto nje eziyusilesi kulokuthi bakhulume ngezinto eziyusiful. Yaza angikwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi kanti banjani. Okusizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu owakithi kanye okhuluma izinto ezinjalo. Kamele phela ukuthi abantu bahole bathole imali eneleyo bahambe bayefundisa abantwana ezikolo. Khathesi izikolo zivuliwe amanye amatitsha kaya ngezikolo. Akalayo imali. Abalayo imali. Bakhulumele ubamele phela ababa Gawule. Ubakhulumele ubamele labo bathole ukuthi bahambe befundisa abantwana bethu bedlule basutha. Bathole imali labo yokubhadalela abantwana babo amafizi ezikolo. Konke lokho siyakudinga mina ngikhangelela ukuthi vele abantu bakithi aba bebekhona ngale phezulu simeleni phela likhuluma into ezizwakala ayikho ukuthi liyabe lithona nje lichallenge ezinye izinto elizikhangeleyo ukuthi abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi iqiniso alifunakali kuphela nje kuphela awu Nkosi yami hayi hayi alike likhule abantu abadala alike likhule siyalihlonipha mpela siyalihlonipha hayi maluphahla lo okhulumayo esakhabroni.
Siyabonga maluphahla labo bonke abasithumele incwadi zabo ze WhatsApp lilakho ukuthi lisithumelelani incwadi zenu imlayizelo yenu nge WhatsApp bakhona njalo kade besithumela kuhlelo kuFacebook siyazi ukuthi bakhona abakuFacebook ukhona uJerry Ndlovu uthi amavuko omsakazi uhlelo eZimbabwe yonke into inzima ngenxa yokuphatha ngolunya njalo ukufakana ezikhundleni ngobungane loba engasilungelanga leso sikhundla umnangagwa nethimba lakhe sebesenza ngalo asobantu abangasa iZimbabwe phambili ngabantu abafuna ukulungisa impilo zabo akukho okunye kutsho uJerry Ndlovu hayi lela kholani kusithumela imilayezelo yenu siyabonga.
Selizaqala idale le-Senate yeMelika ukuthonisa uMongameli Donald Trump kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha awe-impeachment. Izolo usomlomo wedale unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi uze wethula amaphepha akade emelelwe ukuthi luqale uhlelo lokudingisisa ukuthi uTrump engasuswa na esihlalweni. Kulandela icala letheswayo elokuthi wafumbathisa umongameli wakwele Ukraine ngoncedo efuna ukuthi kucutshungulwe omunye wabadinga ukumncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli oluzenziwa ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Kunjalo nje, ibandla lamademocrats selilungiselela ukhetho lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lukamongameli kulandela ingxoxo-mpikiswano yokugcina iqhutshwe izolo ntambama edolobheni le-Iowa. Ngaba yisithupha abancintisayo ukumela ibandla lamademocrats. Kuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Dan Moyo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe njalo waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi umkhosi wayizolo ulethe inguquko na kulabo abancintisayo.
Well, I think sizobona ne-Iowa okuyiyona abazoqala ngayo emavikini ambalwa azayo. Usually i-Iowa yiyo edetermine-ayo ukuthi abantu abakonsida ukuthi ba-serious ngabantu yibaphi. So i-Iowa ilandelwa yi-New Hampshire and then lapho sizobona-ke lo wine e-Iowa nguye futhi ozowina i-New Hampshire. Esikhathini esiningi ungawina i-Iowa le-New Hampshire hhayi kusho ukuthi abaningi baqala ukuthanda ukukulandela ngoba kusho ukuthi babe sebebona ukuthi abantu abaningi bavumelana lawe. Then sizothi ma sekuyiwa kubo-North Carolina labo-Super Tuesday lapho amanye ama-state wonke lapho ama-delegates avota khona kula esezobona khona-ke kahle kahle ukuthi hhayi ngubani oseqhubekela phambili.
Kodwa vele ngalesi sikhathi singathi ingqongquthela ngubani?
Hayi okwamanje kunzima even uchairman we-DNC ama-Democratic Party uchilo ma evula i-debate wathi be-interview abembuza ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani obona ungathi nguye ozophumelela watsho la wathi uyazini anyone ozokutshela ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ngubani ozophumelele ayokutshela amanga. So lama I think ngivumelana naye ngoba ungathi bangothiki lobhanqa abaningi bakhona. So kungaba kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umuntu atshe ukuthi onguye ozophumelela ngubani kahle kahle.
Kodwa sesikhangela izimo zabo ngubani ongamisana ngcono lo mongameli Donald Trump.
Mina ngokubona kwami uWarren lo Sanders balenkinga yokuthi basesandleni senxele kakhulu. USanders uwaposta kwezinye isikhathi ukuthi yena uyi-socialist. I-America ayizwani le-socialism. into evele from kudala yayilwiswa i-socialism, communism. So anyone ozi-associate lokuba i-socialist, I think ama-chances akhe ukuthi convince ama-Americans amaningi ukuthi angivotele ayancipha kakhulu, ngoba in general ama-Americans i-socialism abazwani la. So uBeni lo Warren, because of that ngibona ungathi kuzoba lohlupho uma ukuthi bangambeat uTrump. UBiden ule good opportunity ngoba ule experience enkulu kakhulu, especially ku foreign policy. And njengoba sibona nje uTrump uphose wakufaka empini le Iran, so into enkulu kakhulu ebikhona ku debate lapho. So umuntu ofana lo Biden, I think uyaphila kakhulu ebantwini abaningi ngoba ule experience, plus also bengu vice president ka Obama. Obama ubethandwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi abamvotela kabili ukuthi abe ngupresident. So uBiden, I think ule name recognition plus ukuthi ukuwasebenza lo Obama plus le experience alayo, ma abantu bengawukhangelisisa sobhekane yena lo Trump, I'm sure Biden angambeat uTrump. Kodwa we can't write off abanye abafana labo Klobuchar, labo Pete Buttigieg.
Isehlakalo se-Iran lese-impeachment, ubone ngani ungambisele emuva uMongameli Trump, kumbe hayi usekelo lakhe luyahlala lunjalo?
Impeachment ivele simbisele emuva ngoba okokuqala impeachment ngathi isteyin lesana esingaphumiyo, ungaze usiwashe kanjani, ungaze ufake ibleach enjani, yisteyin esipermanent leso. So uTrump forever uzowaziwa njengopresident owa-impeachwayo. That on its own, I think, kumbisele emuva olwe-Iran lolo lokubulala ugeneral Suleimani lolo, lalo lungathi luyinkinga ngokubana kazange consult i-Congress, and ungathi akakacaci kahle i-reasoning yakhe ukuthi ukhetheleni isikhathi lesi sokuthi akwenze. So abantu abaningi babona ungathi ukwenze ukuthi adivete ingxoxo, asuse ingxoxo from udaba lwe-impeachment lolu, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu ba-focus edabeni lo, i-debate i-shifte to udaba lwe-security lempi lani lokuthi yena uzithi u-strong wenza ama-decisions a-strong, akafani lama-democrats a-weak. I-impeachment of course iyaqala, sizwile namhlanje u-speaker Nancy Pelosi owe-house announcer ama-managers sebe-ready ukuthi ba-hande over ama-articles of impeachment to i-senate. So I think emalangeni azayo la i-focus izobe kwi-impeachment. Ngibona mina kwizinto ezi-negative, even though yena maye-Twitter uthi kuzomnceda kakhulu ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi i-witch hunt noma yini le ayibizayo nge-impeachment.
Lo ngumnumzana Dan Moyo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia khonapha kwele Melika.
Hello? Hey, you church office in? You go to church office in? I got a problem. I'm going to go to the church if one of them come on the in. Come to church office in the church. Oh, sorry, my sister. I'm sitting in your church on my phone. Okay, fine. Ciao.
Cut the charge off his leech.
kati vele church office kuchajwani ya yabuza insizwa hayi yasigcibela ke usihlelo lodlala namhlanje lingakhohlwa ke ukuthi silolunye uhlelo ntambama ngo 7:30 kumbe isikhathi sinye ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusasa. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande, libe lelanga elihle.